welcome to this lesson today. You know, over the years I've heard preachers brag about the fact that they do not sugarcoat their words. Well, don't you think it's time they did? I remember growing up on the farm. There was five of us kids, and of course, Dad didn't have health insurance like most people have today. He paid his tithe and depended on God to keep his family healthy. I think that he may have considered his tithe as an insurance premium. I know he would tell us that if we would pay our tithes, that God would rebuke the devourer for our sakes. So Dad knew that the devil was not going to be able to devour us through sickness or by whatever means the devil would try. And he did not. The medicine that Mom and Dad kept in the house boiled down to just a few things. One was black draw, castor oil. Dad thought that there was nothing that you could ever come down with that a few spoons of castor oil and a slug of black draw would not cure. And of course, you know, all of us children, we just hated to take that oil. But you know what my daddy would do? He would sugarcoat it. He would buy orange juice, pour it in a glass, and put in a couple of spoonfuls of this oil, and give it to the kids, and we drank it right down. Dad was sugarcoating that which we needed. Had he not done that, we would have been gagging and throwing up. He may could have held us down and forced a couple of spoonfuls down our throats, but Dad was smart. He knew if he made it easier to ingest, the family would be much happier. And you know, I feel that way about the Word of God. I know there's preachers that really thrive on the idea that they tell it like it is. They say, let's just tell it like it is and let the chips fall where they may. You've heard preachers say things like that. But you know, somehow I believe that we should make the gospel easier to accept. I'm not talking about compromise. I'm talking about wrapping these words, sugarcoating them with love and kindness and tenderness and compassion. Did you know what the psalmist said in Psalm 63 in verse 3? He said, your loving kindness is better than life. And in Psalms 107 and verse 43, it says this, whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. God is a compassionate God. He always has been. Even in the Old Testament, listen to Zechariah, the 7th chapter in verse 9. Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, execute true judgment and show mercy and compassion every man to his brother. In Psalm 78, verse 38, the Bible tells us that he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquities and destroyed them not. Psalms 86 and 15 tells us, but thou, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, plenteous in mercy and in truth. God is a merciful God. God is filled with compassion. In Luke, the 7th chapter, in verse 11, 12, 13, and 14, is the story of Jesus as he was nearing the gates of the city of Nain. There was a dead man, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, "Weep not." And he came and touched the briar, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say unto you, arise." And the Bible says, he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And do you remember the father who had the son that was a lunatic? And he came to Jesus and told him that oftentimes my boy cast himself into the fire, into the water, to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us. We are to have compassion. We are to be tender-hearted, kind-hearted. The Gospel of Mark tells us of a remarkable encounter between Jesus and a leper. In this brief story, we get a glimpse of how God would have us approach the sick, the broken, and the downtrodden in our world. In this story, we get to see the good news in action. The leper was sick. He was poor. He lived his life in isolation from those who he loved. This man was marginalized, devalued. Healthy people believed that those with leprosy were sinners, and their afflictions were a judgment from God. That this man would even dare approach Jesus was scandalous. Lepers were unclean and untouchable, but his sufferings and desperate need compelled him. He came to Jesus and begged him on his knees. "If you will," he says, "you can make me clean." Begged on his knees. Can you feel the anguish in this man's soul as he cries out for help? The disciples were undoubtedly horrified at this unclean man approaching their master. Any other rabbi would have been unwilling to become defiled by any contact with a leper. But Jesus did the unthinkable. He touched the untouchable. Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hands and he touched the man. Did you catch that? Jesus' heart was not filled with disgust, with fear, with hatred, with judgment, with indifference, with condescension. Jesus was filled with compassion and told him, "I will." And the Bible tells us that the once leprous man was instantly cured. God is a God of compassion. Jesus was a Jesus of compassion. And he says, "Even as the Father has sent me into the world, even so I send you."